Blog Talk Radio. family. All right, all right. How's everybody doing out there? Happy Monday. Happy Moon Day. Oh, I chose Mondays to do this show because Monday is Moon Day and the moon reflects things. And so this is your 2 hours of serious reflection on what's going on in our world today. First of all, I want to say happy birthday to all the Tauruses in the house. All the Tauruses, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Oh, my goodness. I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. And I have to give my big sis, Adrienne, a super shout-out and happy birthday. I love that woman, and I just wanted to wish my true Drew sister, we're raised by the same mother and father, so she's not just a soul sister, she's my blood sister and my one sibling, and I want to just wish her a happy, beautiful birthday. Her birthday was on Saturday. I also want to give, a super shout-out to my niece, her oldest daughter, who just got one of the most beautiful tattoos ever. It's the Eye of Heru with, starbursts and sunbursts around it. It is so beautiful. And so I know I rub off on the children. And I'm really glad because I think it's a beautiful thing when our youth are able to seek enlightenment and knowledge of self and relish in it and love it enough to duplicate it or replicate it in some symbolic way in their lives. I myself have an amazing tattoo which came to me in a dream. And, of course, it's a scarab, which is the top aerial view of the human brain. And it also represents sacred transformation, supreme transformation. And it's surrounded by a pyramid, which we call a Merkaba, which is an energy portal. And so, and there's 3 11s around each point because I'm a master, triple master in life. My numbers are 3 11s, and that's a triple master, baby. So that's another reason why I'm able to get this information and share it in this way. Knowledge is my life, as well as music. I use music because it's the harmonic resonance of music that can heal the soul and transport the mind and the body into higher states of enlightenment. I'm a little deep with it. Anybody who really knows me and loves me definitely understands that at this juncture. And again, a super shout out to my honey Liz, who lets me be who I am and acknowledges the fact that, I'm a little different, but, I'm not a game, a joke, or a drill, and my mission in life is to bring love and light and enlightenment to other entities on this planet, especially whoever is interested in enlightenment, in love, in supreme transformation, in using yourself as a divine vehicle to continue to bring love and light to this amazing planet. So, we have so much going on in the world because, unfortunately, we were lulled into a sleep. We were lulled into a false sense of security. How we can we can definitely be led astray by entities and forces that seem like they want to give us what's good or what's right. And in actuality, what winds up happening is you're being led down a road of deception and despair and pain and even death, and they really don't care. So a lot of what we're experiencing and what we're seeing is an illusion. This is a masterful illusion that has been created that many people are signing up for, and they're getting swept up in the illusion. And I just really have to be that voice to try to get us back on track. Like I said, I can't sleep well if I know that I am receiving intelligence from amazing human beings all around the globe, okay, not just America, and I don't have any reason to refute the information if I'm able to fact check it. And so a lot of my time is spent receiving information and fact checking to the best of my ability. I urge all of you to utilize different search engines when you are looking for very, very interesting material. Google is bought and paid for, okay? DuckDuckGo is a pretty good site that you can go to for very, very serious information, and supposedly, your inquiries are private, whereas Google uses algorithms to track what you want to look up, what you've looked up, and that's why it's attached to your Facebook page, it's attached to your Instagram. So if, say, you decided to look up a cruise to Mexico, all of a sudden when you go on Facebook, you're going to see all these advertisements for cruises to Mexico, or you're going to get even phone calls and solicitations about different cruise lines, or you just won a cruise. All that crap is coming from algorithms. So DuckDuckGo does not utilize algorithms, and they do not hold your inquiry to attach itself to your personal profile. So these are things that we can, you know, do to obtain additional information when Google is censoring the truth. All right? So Google and YouTube and Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, they're all censoring the truth. This is dangerous because we're supposed to live in a society where we have freedom of speech, we have freedom of inquiry, the press and other news outlets should be able to purport and report the truth to the people. However, our dynamic is some otherness, and we have very nefarious systems that have been put in place to override those particular truths and those liberties and those rights. I'm trying not to be Debbie Downer in the moment, but not enough people really realize that the agenda that we're all living under right now is basically a satanic agenda. It is not a righteous or loving or enlightening or uplifting even agenda. It is an agenda of people who believe in the power of wickedness and evil and devilishment. And so they're doing it. They have launched this on us. Some of y'all are swimming in the Kool-Aid, thinking that these factions, if you will, really care about you or your humanity or your rights or any of those types of things. And in the big picture, they really do not. And I'm sorry to burst that bubble for you. But I think that history repeats itself, and if you're a historian like myself, real historian, not no BS, I think so, or you're going to give me what you think you remember in seventh grade. I'm talking about real research, real data, real information that supports exactly what I'm talking about. And it does exist, okay? It exists. We don't live in a bubble. You know, we're not... we're not so censored that we can't get the truth. You know, my house is a living library. All right, and because we've expanded, honey, it's even more of a living library now. I have books everywhere, okay? I don't have enough space for more books that I still have packed up. I got books. I have knowledge, okay? And I remember back in the day, they used to make jokes and say, oh, if you want to hide something from a black person, put it in a book. Because they wanted to insinuate that we don't really read. On contrary, we read and we write, okay? We research and we produce. So it's interesting when they say that, but I do see some of these things coming to pass because I want to hold what I'm able to truly ascertain is that humanity as well as my people and us-ins, hi, we're ignorant as hell. Sorry. All right. I love everybody with the sound of my voice. And again, I can give you that mama voice sometimes. And that mama voice might love you, but she whipped that tail, didn't she? Okay. That mama voice was something else. You came out wrong to mama. What happened? You might have lost a tooth, cut a lip. Okay. You might have had to get that switch, whatever. My father used to spank us syllabically, meaning that every hit came with the enunciation of a new word. So we weren't abused, but we were definitely disciplined, old-fashioned, and I thank God for it because, praise the Lord, I don't have a prison record. Hi, good morning. Mother was never on the pole. Hello, good morning. You know, I was able to make my way through college and keep my brains. Okay, I didn't have a whole bunch of children out of wedlock. I don't have any, but I'm just saying I didn't, you know, I wasn't wilding. And, you know, even my constituents that went to school with me at the first African-American university in this nation, which is Lincoln University in Pennsylvania. Holla, all my lions in the house better roar. orange and blue, blue and orange for life, baby. You know, we had a very different type of educational system, and it molded us and shaped us into being good Samaritans, beautiful human beings, enlightened youth, and we went on to achieve serious goals in all of our careers, individually and collectively. Some of us work together. Some of us are on different panels together. Some of us, of course, are in the Divine Nine sororities and fraternities. Some of us in all the auxiliaries of those fraternities and universities. Baby, we got something special at Lincoln. I just got to give a quick shout out to Lincoln. My heart is always there, and I encourage all the young people, like, if you want to go to college, take your butt to Lincoln, because you're going to get an education, and you're going to become empowered in who you are as an African-American, as in a melanin-dominant human being. You will be empowered by what you receive. So shout out to all my lions, and that includes my girl Danella, my sister Lisa, Cherie, Crystal, Raymond, the Kappa, you know, the Johnstons, Jill and John, Leslie Ann Jordan and her husband Todd. Like, let me tell you something, y'all. Lincoln gave us life, honey. So, again, when you got some brains and you know how to use discernment, which is what our professors used to teach us, when you become an adult now and you get to this level of life, you can look at something and say, okay, that's batshit, pardon my French. Okay, you look at something, you can watch an interview or you could read an article and be like, I don't think so. Or, again, we learned how to research the researchers. So, and I have to give a big shout out to Dr. Millette, Robert E. Millette, who used to head up my department that I got my degree in, which is the sociology department. They taught us research to the nth degree, honey. We dug down so deep, we came out in China, boo. We came out on the other end of the planet. We done dug down so deep. So I give thanks for that level of education and direction, and it empowers me to be able to provide this platform that I'm doing right now, okay? Again, big shout-out to Dr. James Winborn and the mighty Reverend Ron Robinson, my co-host. Absolutely fantastic humans, and I thank them for having the faith in me to deliver this level of knowledge and intellect to all of you on this platform through Blog Talk Radio. So I just got to get that out the way, because what I see, I don't like. What I'm hearing, I definitely don't like. And what I'm reading nauseates me to no end. So I'm going to go in real quick. And I am starting this episode with a Bible passage. Now, y'all know Mother is not really religious. No, I'm highly spiritual, very, very enlightened, and I relish in that. At the same time, I know that religion can be a little constricting. It comes from the Latin prefix religare, which means to bind or to hold. And to me, spirituality means to be free. So I'm not poo-pooing anyone or anything, and I do know that the Bible does have relevance, and that so does the Quran, so does the Lotus Sutra, so does the Bhagavad Gita, so does all these wonderful, amazing books, the Nag Hammadi Libraries, the Apocrypha, boo-boo, could go on, the Book of Jasper. Listen, don't play. Okay, Jasher, I should say. Sorry, Jasper's pumpkin. You know, we have certain things that are at our fingertips that we may not utilize, and the truth is right in your face. So I'm going to start this with Hosea 4. Quote, "Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. 2, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood toucheth blood. 3, therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. 4, yet let no man strive nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. 5. Therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. 6. This is my fave. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. 7. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. 8. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. 9. And there shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them their doings. 10. For they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase, because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. 11. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away thy heart. 12. My people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declareth unto them, for the spirit of whoredoms hath caused them to err, and they have gone a-whoring from under their God. Period. End quote. Okay, that was taken from the King James Version of the Bible. That was Hosea. Now, the reason why I said my favorite part of that is 6, where he says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. Whew. What's bothering me and what I'm concerned about is that I have really smart people in my life. I love everybody, okay? Ain't nobody playing. And what I'm finding is that no matter how smart people claim to be, some of y'all are dumb as a bag of rocks. And I love you. And some of you are my family members, and some of you are dear friends. But I am still having a very, very hard time trying to understand how you can be smart, even have a degree or two or three, and want to sign up for this tenderoni shot. I really don't get it. Especially if you lived this whole time and didn't even catch a damn cold. You panicking over a vaccine for a so-called, quote-unquote, virus that is 99.95% survivable. I don't get it. Y'all are caught up on the hype so fiercely. Everybody's just running around just wrong. It hurts, because I know that people are going to suffer and people are going to get hurt. And we're seeing this now in India. Mother will get back to that in just a moment. But what was deep in my frustration, I had reached out to one of my friends that gives me intel from the government. And basically, they were saying that they're dealing with the same thing when they tried to alert family and friends as to the dangers of the tenderoni shot and the dangers of this whole vaccination program. Ugh. And they're very, very well aware of it, because they're firsthand working in the government and they know exactly what it is that's happening. These individuals, which I have told you all before, they all refuse to take the shot. I got a sister girl work in the major Department of Health in D.C. for Washington, and she's like, oh, hell no. She was like, no. You won't be getting me to take no shots. Now, these are people that work in the government, and they have been divulging all types of information to me, breaching security, knowing that they are. But at the same time, if you're a real human, stand up. If you're a real human, just as we saw in the results of the Derek Chauvin trial against the murder of George Floyd, real humans were outside of Cup Foods. Real humans were recording this on their phone. Real humans were attempting to try to get the police to get up off the man so he could breathe. Real humans with hearts and souls and feelings, knowing I'm watching someone die before my eyes and this is not right. Okay? Especially the young sister Darnella Frazier, who was the one who did it live to Facebook, and which is how the world really knew what was going on, because again, we learned in the trial that the police report was so falsified, it's ridiculous. Okay, talking about, oh, he died of health conditions and health concerns. No, he died because you snuffed the air out his ass. Hello? So, saying all that to say, I need humanity to wake up and band together, okay? There's only going to be but so many of us who have come to the planet and come back, I should say, to the planet to deliver you all life and light and enlightenment and knowledge of self and information about what's really, really going on. Whether I can channel it or I'm getting it in a feed or I'm getting a report or I'm getting intel from any of my connections around the world. Yo, I got peeps everywhere, baby. I'm just trying to let you know. I'm not pulling this out of the air. Nothing that I say to you in any of these broadcasts that I've been rocking out for the past 2.5 years has ever been pulled out of myself like, oh, I'm just going to talk about this today because No. Mother has to give you information. Mother has to give you the truth. Mother has to help enlighten you so you can live another 25, 40 years, depending on how old you are. Hello? I'm not going to be co-signing all types of wickedly plans and say, oh, yeah, you got to do that because no, I'm not going to do that. Especially when I know, like I said before, you can't create a healthy vaccine in a year. The reason why the FDA will not approve this vaccination program and it's only used for emergency authorized use is because there wasn't enough time to test it. Meanwhile, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, homies and homettes, all of the animals died. They're continuing to die. Okay? They're still doing testing. It's not working. The animals are dying. What are they dying from, Mina? They're dying from pulmonary disorder, heart infarction, which is a heart attack, okay, circulatory issues, spinal meningitis, all types of myelitis, all types of swelling of the brain and spinal column. Hello? Ding, 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 ding. Come on, fam. So I understand the concern about possibly contracting, quote unquote, coronavirus, unless you're tongue-kissing pigs, and even then you can't get it. But I'm just saying, we're dealing with something else that's far more nefarious. And we're dealing with entities that are really, really wicked, which is why they keep running the spin, baby. They spinning it back and flipping it and turn, rubbing it down and everything. They're doing everything they can to the truth except purport what's real. I told you, Dr. Fievel Fauci is a Satanist and a little bum, okay? He's working under somebody else's agenda, okay? Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, you want to talk about gangster? You want to talk about nasty killers? Straight up murderers. Murderer. All right, you done gave the polio, oral polio vaccine to the children in Africa. Look up that right now when you get a moment and see how many children are suffering and dying. They're paralyzed and brain damaged and dying. Okay, look up the HPV vaccination program that he administered in India to all the young girls. Over 30,000 young girls became paralyzed. This is before COVID, pumpkins. Okay, so what's happening is really fierce. So when I expressed this to one of my cohorts, they hit me back with a beautiful quote, and I just had to take it and breathe and just relax. And they told me, quote, all we can do is our mandate in life. After we follow our heart directives, our job is done, end quote. That's all they sent me. Because I get frustrated, and I don't want to see my friends and family drop dead like flies or have a heart attack or have some other horrible disability because of the result of taking this shot. And I am hearing grown people tell me some bullshit. I'm cussing this week. Sorry. Because I usually don't cuss. I leave it up to the reverend. But I'm tight about it, though, because y'all telling me, oh, I'll take my chances. Really? That's like you playing Russian roulette. That's like you put one gun in the chamber and then you spin it around and put it to your head and see if you get shot. Eventually the odds are going to run out and you will shoot yourself, just trying to tell you. Is that what you really want to do? Some of y'all have children. You have grandchildren, great-grandchildren. How dare you tell me, I'll just take my chances, but your lazy ass won't go look nothing up? You don't realize that how many people are being damaged by this thing? And in my own personal life, I'm up to two human beings that I know of through myself and through my amazing fiance. Two people, dead as doornails, because they took this vaccine. One died in a week. The other one died within 4 hours. These are personal accounts. I'm not even talking about what I read on Facebook or what I saw on Instagram. And those are horrible and compelling as well. But y'all dumb behinds want to keep talking about, oh, I'm going to take my chances. Really? How many black dresses do I need to go and buy so I can come and be at your funeral and then be able to get up on the podium and talk about I told you so to the living? Y'all are not paying attention. The test in itself is horrible. The test is wicked. I've been telling you this since the beginning. You can't use a PCR test to decide whether a person actually has a disease rampant in their body. That is not what the PCR test was designed for. However, the creator of the PCR test mysteriously dies in December of 2019 after he stated very vehemently that my test was never designed to diagnose a disease in the human body. Hello? And this is the test they want to utilize. And they got to stab you in the back of the damn brain and get some boogers in the back of your brain when y'all could just give you a wad of spit or swab the inside of my mouth and give you the same amount of DNA. Come on, y'all. Are we that dumb? And they're saying it over and over and over again. Look up Dr. Carrie Madej, M-A-D-E-J. Look up Dr. Rashid Buttar. Look up Dr. Give me a second. John Heckenlively, as well as Judy Mikovits. They used to work for the government at Fort Detrick when Dr. Fauci was trying to do the gain of function on coronavirus, and the Obama administration told them to cease and desist, and they took the shit to China and what have you. Meanwhile, you have countries that are just totally fine, never had any major issues, and you want everybody to get the tenderoni shot. Nice. You think so? Okay, the thing has the opportunity, or not is the opportunity, potential, great potential, to sterilize you. I told y'all this in my last episode. It attacks chromosome 8. Chromosome 8 deals with your reproductive opportunities and possibilities, as well as your intellect. They want to make people stupid. They want people to be docile. They want people just to follow directives and be sheep. Last time I checked, I'm sorry. I may be an Aries, and that's represented by a ram, but I'm not a real ram. I'm not a sheep. I don't go bad. Okay, I speak English, Spanish, a little bit of French, some Japanese. I'm human. Hello? Come on, y'all. And I get this way because I love us. I love me some us. I love humanity. I love being a human being. I love being a black woman. Hello, I do. I want everybody else to love who they are, too, and not be so careless with their own life being. Again, we're so ignorant about who we are, we actually think that we're human beings having a spiritual experience. No, we're actual spirits having a human experience in order to learn and to grow and to enlighten with each and every lifetime. You don't have to believe what I'm saying. Trust me, your ass will be back. It's just what we do. Some of us know this. I already knew this. I knew this when I was born. I got recollections from when I was 1 and a half. Not everybody has that. Okay, so let me be a teacher and teach. Let me be a leader and lead. Let me make sure I help you to get into your light and sit in your beautiful divine self. The Creator made you in his image divinely and beautifully. And the melanin-dominant human is the most powerful human on the planet. Hence why we're always under attack, being snuffed out, shot, killed, suffocated, whatever, because this beast is afraid of us. It is afraid of our innate power. It is afraid of our ability to connect immediately with nature and animals and all different types of things. It is afraid of that. And so what some people fear, they want to kill. And that's what happens. But sit in your divine seat. All right? Be obedient to your divine self, Listen to your higher mind. Listen to yourself. You know when you're doing something wrong. You know it. Something inside you is like, you finna do something wrong. But you want to ignore it. Don't do that. Honor yourself. Honor yourself. So when my friend hit me back with all we can do is our mandate in life, and this other individual I'm talking about is a light entity, we're enlightened entities, so our mandate in life is to free humanity from the darkness. Our mandate in life is to bring love and light and enlightenment to humankind and to love the animals and touch and hug the trees and respect nature. That's my mandate and this other individual's mandate. I got a lot of other people in my life who have the same mandate. Big shout out to my girl Ty Phoenix, the master astrologist, okay? She's amazing. Amazing. She's an entity of light, okay? Another super shout out to the Hood Healer, okay? Entity of light. My sister Mary Wormworth of Mary Hands Jewelry, entity of light, all right? And trust me, it is not easy being an entity of light and a very enlightened individual with super intelligence on this damn earth. It is hard, okay, because everybody wants to rebut. Everybody wants to refute. Everybody wants to shoot you down for what you know, whether it's innately or something that you've actually studied for years and years and years. But no, the ignorant want to contest and fight and fight and contest. When sometimes you just need to shut that ass up and listen and see how it rings inside of you. Does it ring like a bell, or does it hit you hard, or does it scratch like a bad record? Is it on skip? What does it do inside of you? I already know I have the power to heal myself and others. It's quite all right. We do this through music. We do this through love. We do this through a damn smile, y'all. Smiling at somebody can give them so much joy. There's no words in smiling. Okay, you're just smiling, all right? Your eyes begin to twinkle. People could feel it, even with a mask on. I had a woman come up to me the other day in Aldi. Yeah, Aldi, the little supermarket, okay? She saw that I was limping because y'all know I got a little arthritis. I'm dealing with it. It's okay. I ain't letting it stop me. But at the same time, this white woman, little happy, jolly white woman, came up to me and was like, are you okay? Are you okay? How is your leg all right? And I was like, yeah, I just got a little arthritis. And she was like, can I pray for you? Can I touch you? Can I pray for you? I was like, of course you can. We're standing in the middle of Aldi, in the nuts aisle, no pun intended, and she's praying for me. And I received that prayer, okay, and went on to feel pretty good. And I'm not doing too bad today. I receive a blessing and give a blessing as well. We are humanity. We are the highest life form of being on this planet. Not all of us acting like it. And some of y'all are being real careless with your own life force. Careless. I'll take my chances. It hurts my heart. So I thank the true words from my dear friend, okay? And what hurts me, like I said, is that people who claim to be educated with pedigree degrees have been lulled into a false sense of reality. And they're so smart that they're kind of stupid because they're believing the foolishness and the lies, and they're not reading between the lines. And on top of that, they're not even intelligent enough to do their own research to learn what they need to do to protect themselves for real. Okay, and this particular vaccine rollout is one of the most sinister plans that the Illuminists have created since the Spanish flu epidemic, when they inoculated all those people and they killed all those people with that vaccine. Y'all got to do your homework. History repeats itself in a nasty way sometimes. Sometimes it's a good way, sometimes it ain't. This is one of them ain't. All right? And everything is just all so turned up. Everywhere we turn around, everything is turned up. So people don't know who to believe, what to follow. The gullibility is absolutely off the charts, okay? And people are believing the hype of corrupt governments, okay, actually wanting to save them or keep them healthy. When the hell has any government really done that? Yo, where y'all been? Where you been, bro? After all of the medical mismanagement, deceptions, and death as a result of the system maiming, damaging, sterilizing, and killing us in the name of science, And people is just doing the backstroke and the breaststroke and taking dives and cannonballs into the damn Kool-Aid. All I really can say is God and Goddess, help everyone. Help us, Lord, because this ain't working out. This is not cute. One of our family members, oh, I got to get the shot because I might miss out on some contracts for my company, so I'll take my chances. You're more interested in trying to establish contracts for money than you are in trying to maintain your own longevity healthily. That makes no sense to me. And I'm sure most of you listening can parallel to a very, very wealthy, wealthy, wealthy white person, sick, in the bed, can't move, can't wipe his own ass, can't even eat by himself, but you're a billionaire. How are you enjoying life? You're not. You're sick and you're miserable and you're about to die. How are you enjoying your billions? You're not. So y'all make this choice. Y'all decide who you really, really wanted, who you want to be. Because this thing is not going to work out for you. I'm sorry. And I told you before, the efficacy rate is so low. It is crazy. Mother's about to pull that up so I can try, and enlighten you just in peace because I'm like, whoa, whoa, wait, boo-boo, stop. And I'm like, I'm a bee chicken little. That's all right. Okay, so here we go. The COVID-19 efficacy. I went into this a few weeks ago, but I'm doing it again because y'all still lining up for this thing. Some of y'all will pull back, and some of y'all are like, nah, I think I'm going to wait. And at best, all I could beg you to do is wait. I can't say don't do it. I would love to. And those of you who know, y'all know who I'm talking to, who I've told don't do it, yeah, it's because I really, really love you, and you're in my immediate circle, and I adore you too much. I adore you too much. You could be mad at me all you want. I'd rather you be mad at me and alive than ignore what I'm saying and I'm coming to your damn funeral. Or I'm visiting you somewhere where you're just shaking uncontrollably or you can't breathe on your own. I don't want to do that. I don't think you do either. So the relative risk reduction is the statistical information that they are giving to the genuine public. All right, the general public, is receiving relative risk reduction percentages, not the absolute risk reduction. This is the deep part, okay? Now, the CDC, the NIH, and the WHO should all be giving you both. They should give you relative risk reduction and absolute risk reduction. They are deliberately not giving you absolute risk reduction, because if you knew, you really wouldn't sign up to take this stupid thing, because it don't do nothing. Not in terms of preventing you from getting sick. It actually makes you sick. Let me explain. Pfizer vaccine, code name BNT162B2, N equals 43,448. The efficacy rate in relative risk reduction is 95.1. That doesn't sound so bad, right? The number needed to vaccinate, 142, 95% CI 122 to 170. The actual absolute risk reduction is 0.7. So the absolute risk reduction of the vaccine is 0.7. Did you hear what I said? And that's for Pfizer. Let's go on to Moderna. Moderna vaccine, mRNA-1273, N equals 30,420. The relative risk reduction of the Moderna vaccine is 94.1. That's lower than Pfizer. And that's relative risk reduction. However, the absolute risk reduction is 1.1%. Now, these percentages, you know, come out of 100, one out of, hello, from 1% to 100% in terms of efficacy. So if the efficacy rate on Pfizer is 0.7 and the efficacy rate in Moderna is 1.1%. That is the absolute risk reduction, not the relative risk reduction. All right? So the relative risk reduction, again, is high. It's what they want. Relative risk reduction is what they want, what they like to see. Oh, it should be. It's a guess, and it's a guess that's not even based on real data. However, the absolute risk reduction is the absolute risk reduction. So 0.7 and 1.1% do not get me excited about how well this vaccine has the potential to prevent me or you or a fly from getting this particular virus. Do you feel me? This is deep. Because everybody's running around and getting the damn vaccine that has a 0.7 to 1.1% efficacy rate. And if some of y'all don't understand what the word efficacy means, it means how efficient it is. So 0.7 and or 1.1%, that's not sufficient at all. That is not efficient. That does not give me a confidence of efficiency. Hello, good morning. Anyone there? Hello? Y'all gonna hit me up, text me, ding me, do something, because I need you to realize what I'm talking about. This is what this is. This is deep. All right? And again, I told you, the lab animals keep dying. They just did a recent study with ferrets. All the ferrets died, all of them, every last one of them. So how is this helping us? It's not. And bet your bottom dollar it wasn't designed to. I covered this in my last episode. I told you about the crazy white atheist doctor who said he wants to play God. You want to play God, but you don't even believe in God. You want to play God. You want to control people's minds. You want to take over the human consciousness with a dead consciousness, a stupid consciousness, a lack of consciousness. Because, again, we're humans. We're amazing. Our brains are infinite in terms of what we can create and what we do. Just look around yourself and you could see that. Hello? I'm on a cordless phone in my house, but for goodness sake, most of us have a cell phone. Never did we think when we were 7 years old, if you were born in the 60s like me, that we would have phones that we didn't have to have cords attached to, or that we could have phones and talk to people in the car. Hello? I remember the Dick Tracy watch. That is now the iPhone watch. Hello? So we have the potential to create any and everything that we wish to create, and there are certain nefarious powers that be that don't want you to do that. I don't want you thinking over there. Okay? It takes me back to the Nicene Council in we're still in the time of a little post-Christ, okay? The beginning of AD, Ante Domini, if you will. And the Nicene Council had met, all right, because they wanted to try, they were talking about how we're going to revise Catholicism and Christianity. And you had some very, very noble, noble men who were Essenes and Gnostics like Arius. Look up Arius. Ooh, Arius is my homie. And they talked about how this new purported anthropomorphized version of a Jesus Christ was absolutely crazy. They were like, who's going to believe that? They were like, it's about a consciousness. It's about being able, even though, yes, Yahshua was doing major wonderful things. But again, Christ himself said, it's not me. It's the spirit that moves through me. You too can do what I do if you believe and you have faith. Meaning, we all have the ability to be amazing, enlightened individuals. It's just whether or not that's what you're, you know, you want to move your consciousness into. So this is heavy because you got people out here that want to take your consciousness and your spirituality away from you. They want to literally separate you from your God consciousness. And there have been many reports of individuals, especially melanated ones, that got the tenderoni shot and said quite clearly in fearful accounts that they can't feel God anymore. They feel empty inside. They don't know what happened. They're afraid. but yet y'all want to line up for this. Okay. You know, and then you want to believe that a celebrity like a Mariah Carey or any of these other little fake celebrities really care about you as they co-sign the tenderoni shot. They don't even get a real shot. They have a Hollywood retractable needle. It's all a stunt to make people just push the propaganda and jump on that bandwagon to death or harm. And, yeah, I'm going hard on it because I'm really upset. And wait till I tell you about India. I ain't even get there yet. Okay? Because it was deep, and I was like, this can't be happening. But before we go to India, let's go to Russia. You like Russia? Yeah. First of all, I don't know if any of you saw it. Vladimir Putin dissed the hell out of our president, Sleepy Joe Biden, just last week because Biden was on the Zoom conference call with a mask on. Why you got a mask on a Zoom conference? Where are you? Are you around, like, a whole bunch of people? No. You're in front of a computer with a camera. Why do you have on a mask? He was the only one with a mask on in the Zoom conference, and they were making fun of him. Look that up when you get a moment. I'm just telling you, okay? So, check this out. I love my people who give me intel. Again, big shout-out to all of my intelligence operatives that give me all this information. Apparently, Russia has done a post-mortem autopsy of a COVID-19 patient, okay, and a huge revelation has occurred. Russia became the first country in the world to perform an autopsy, post-mortem, on a corpse of a so-called COVID-19 victim. After a thorough investigation, they discovered that, drumroll please, COVID-19 does not exist as a virus, end quote. It's a worldwide scam. People are dying from amplified 5G electromagnetic radiation, which is poisoning. How about that? I've been talking about that for the past year and a half. Again, feeling like Chicken Little by herself, but I knew that when I watched, there's another Dr. Devra Davis, D-E-V-R-A-D-I-V-A-S. She is a scientist who has studied radiation and electromagnetic health disorders, and she's got, well, I hope they're still on YouTube, but she had the best videos. She did consortiums and what have you over in Europe and talked about the dangers of amplified radiation and electromagnetic radiation through the 5G program, like how dangerous 5G actually is. Because, again, it's a silent killer. It's invisible. You know radiation is a killer. Hello? Hi. How you doing? Anybody here remember Silkwood? Anybody here remember, like, Chernobyl or Three Mile Island? Or, how you doing? Okay? So doctors in Russia violated deliberately the World Health Organization law, which for some reason does not allow a post-mortem autopsy on the bodies of people who have died from COVID-19. Interesting. So the WHO put out a law, created a law that says that you can't have a post-mortem autopsy on someone who supposedly died of COVID-19. These doctors, however, made a very scientific discovery. Quote, we cannot assume that it is a virus, but a bacterium that causes death, which causes blood clots to form in the veins and nerves, cause the death of a patient because of this bacteria. Russia has defeated the virus, claiming that there is nothing but filial intravascular coagulation, which is thrombosis, and the way to treat it is to cure it. All right, they use antibiotic pills, anti-inflammatory, and they take anticoagulants like aspirin. Hello. This indicates that a cure for the disease is possible. This sensational news for the world was prepared by Russian doctors by post-mortem autopsy corpses of the COVID-19 virus. According to other Russian scientists, ventilators and the intensive care units were never needed. Protocols to this effect have already been published in Russia. China already knew this, but never released its report. Of course not. They're communists and trying to take over the world and kill everybody anyway, so here we are. Share this information with your family, neighbors, and acquaintances, your colleagues, so that they can come out of fear and understand that it's not a virus, but it's a bacteria that is exposed to 5G radiation. Meanwhile, we got all these Verizon commercials and T-Mobile commercials and all these commercials talking about, oh, 5G, yeah, 5G, yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, I swear to God, my phone or my computer is not running any faster. Hello, good morning. It's not. Okay? It's not running any quicker. So my issue is that we're being duped and we don't know it. Okay, we're not aware. I've been talking about this for so long. So when I got this report, I think the day before yesterday, I got it on Saturday, I was like, holla, because I knew it rang true for me because I've been talking about this for the past 2 years. I was talking about 5G rollout is going to be very, very dangerous and detrimental to human health. Okay? And the cause is definitely to harm people who have a very low immunity. Okay, so people whose immune systems are weak, that's why they're the first to go. That's why all the old people with the comorbidities and what have you died. That's why all the people with the, in the age ranges of 35 to 64 with comorbidities were dropping dead. All right, the radiation also causes inflammation and hypoxia. Hypoxia is when you do not have enough oxygen in your cells or in your brain. You pass out. You can die. Those who are victims should take 100 milligrams of aspirin and Aprinix or paracetamol, 650 milligrams, because it has been shown that, quote, unquote, COVID-19 causes the blood to clot, which causes the thrombosis in the person, okay? This is why it gets to your brain, it gets to your heart and your lungs and your brain that it cannot obtain any oxygen, and it makes the person have difficulty breathing. And that's why they die quickly because of lack of respiratory energy. All right? The doctors in Russia disobeyed the transmission protocol and performed these autopsies on dead bodies, and they opened their arms and legs and other body parts after examining them properly, and they noticed that their blood vessels were dilated and the veins were full of thrombi, which prevented the flow of blood and also reduced the flow of oxygen in the body, resulting in the death of the patient. Okay? After learning about this research, the Russian Ministry of Health immediately changed the treatment protocol for COVID-19. They gave aspirin, 100 milligrams, like I said, Empromax and paracetamol, okay, 650 milligrams. And as a result, the patients began to recover and their health began to improve. The Russian Ministry of Health unloaded more than 14,000 patients in a day and sent them home. Okay, this is deep. Mind you, I want you to realize this is also the conclusion identical to that of two Italian doctors. I spoke about one Italian doctor, oh my goodness, it's got to be over 10 minutes ago, who had come out and talked about how the virus wasn't necessarily a virus and that it's 5G and that people will be having a lot of pulmonary and bronchial and respiratory disorders, okay? So take that to the bank and mull that over a tad when you get a moment, because this is not a game, a joke, or a drill. This is real, and so many people are dying. And so in getting into a debate with someone over what's going on in India, I was able to get down to the bottom of that information. And it's very, 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 whoo, it's disheartening, honey. I saw some video. They just dropping like flies, literally. Now, let mother continue. Today I received some serious intel about the crisis in India. Okay, we're being told that the COVID cases have risen to an exponential rate. But they're not telling the world that thousands of people that are dying in the streets because they were actually administered the tenderoni shot. They got the vaccine early January. India had promised. They said that they would lead the world. They would lead the world in delivering the COVID-19 vaccine to over 300 million people there in the shortest amount of time. And they began around January 13th, 15th. I remember watching an Indian news report where the citizens and farmers of India were very upset with their prime minister, Sri Narendra Modi, after he struck some devastating deals with Bill Gates as well as Monsanto. So he sold all the farmers out, A lot of them were committing suicide. I reported this to y'all before, okay? You can go back in the archives and get it. But also, when he was posed in pictures and what have you at a press conference with Bill Gates talking about we will lead the world in rolling out the COVID-19 vaccine. Okay? Y'all listening? So they rolled it out, all right? Over 300 million Indian citizens got the jab, and now we are seeing the results of that. Just as I said, animals to drop dead, all the animals, none of them lived. None of the lab animals lived, not the rats, not the mice, not the guinea pigs, not the ferrets. Everybody died. And so that's what's happening to humans now. I had also told you guys about a month ago about when Dr. Sherry Tenpenny came out and said in a BitChute article, okay, that the COVID-19 vaccination depopulation agenda we will see happen in the next 3 to 4 months. So we're seeing it. We are seeing people dying, dropping dead. Okay, and then in India, they're falling out. They're falling out on the road, in the street, in the tunnel, wherever. They've fallen out. This is horrible because they are dying from their vaccines. This is deep. This is so deep. And all these beautiful people are dying. Men, women, children, elderly, don't make a difference. If you got it, you're going to get it. So they're all suffering. This is so horrible. This is so horrible. They were bragging about how they were going to lead the world and be able to do 300 million people really, 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 really fast. And they did it, and now these people are dying. God bless India. God bless this world. Okay. Israel is also going through hell. I saw an amazing report in Israel about how they're pushing the vaccine because they want to push this vaccine passport, and they want to push the nanotechnology in the vaccine so people will not have to use the credit cards or use documentation. All these things will be uploaded on this nanotechnology inside of your body, which is the mark of the beast. Hello. That's in the Bible. Again, mother's not religious, but I do understand what I'm reading when I see it. Okay, if you take the mark of the beast and how you will just, because again, I told you one of the awesome side effects is that you no longer feel God. You feel disconnected. You feel kind of funny, if you will. Okay, like you don't feel like yourself. Or one woman was even crying, talking about, I can't feel my soul. I can't feel my soul. Work. This is not a joke, family. And so there was a post in Israeli news that leaked out with the woman, an Israeli woman, literally pitching a hot, hot biatch about how they're mandating them to get the vaccine and to have a vaccine passport and in order to go shopping, in order to go to the market, in order to get food, in order to do this, in order to do that, and that there's a merit system attached to it. Now, mind you, they kind of have this technology to a certain extent in China with the merit system. Like if you're a good little sheep and you do what they want you to do, then they continue to add money to your account. But if you're one that goes against the status quo and you want to preach the truth and you want to leak the secrets and get information out, then you get demerits, all right? And, you get punished. Your child can't get into a good school. You can't move into a nice neighborhood. The type of job that you can have is less. All this stuff, you'll suffer, basically, because you're not going along with the program. This is real. This is happening right now. So I need you all to realize what's going on. All right, I watched another post with a journalist in Australia about how the Aussies are PO'd. They are so upset. They're like, nah, we don't want to do that. Ain't nobody trying to do that. You can't force me to do that. Okay, and y'all know Australia is a satellite of Great Britain. So the same agendas will be rolled out because those are territories that they control, as well as America. That's another story. Okay. I had gotten some news with regard to the horrible volcanic eruptions that are happening in St. Vincent and St. Lucia down in the Virgin Islands, and how basically you have people who did not get the vaccine, and when the cruise ships came to rescue the people, to take them off the island because of all the volcanic ash and all the smoke and what have you in the atmosphere and in the air, people who were not vaccinated could not get on those ships. And so now they've been left stranded on the island with no food, no water, no means to eat. Okay, vegetation is covered in ash. Things are dead. Okay, cattle, all type of stuff. And so they're actually beckoning for help from other countries, the United States, of course, the mainland, to send barrels with food and non-perishable items and everything from tampons to maxi pads to tissues to underwear to socks to whatever, because they're suffering, and because they didn't get a vaccine, they couldn't be rescued. Y'all hear me? This is the U.S. Virgin Islands. But still, did you hear me? I mean, actually, I don't know if St. Vincent, I don't think St. Vincent and St. Lucia are U.S., but the fact remains that people are stranded on these islands because they did not get the tenderoni shot, and so they're making them suffer. But everybody else was picked up by the Carnival cruise ships that came to take everybody away. But if you couldn't prove that you were vaccinated, you couldn't get on the ship. Really. This is how they rocking, y'all. This is how they rocking. Like, this is a global agenda. All right, I got to read some other facts that came through, which was interesting, because people wanted to have a conversation about what was going on in Tanzania. And unfortunately, they killed that president. They just had his funeral a couple of weeks ago. Okay, they killed him because he continued to advocate for his people. Because why? Let me tell you why. All right. I got in this post that said the only virus is your government, and I can co-sign that. All right. So far, in the United States, we have 328 million people. All right. We've got 27,600,000 cases. And 27,600,000 cases. But we only have 484,000 deaths, and I'm saying only on purpose. Okay. And that was as of February 14th of this year, all right? So maybe we're in the 500,000s now, but even those numbers were fudged because I told you before, people that were coming into the emergency room with a gunshot wound or a person who died in a motorcycle accident, they were all labeled as a COVID death because the hospitals get more money for COVID deaths, and the hospitals got more money, approximately 30,000 and above, for each patient that was on a ventilator because death likes money, all right? So in listening to the WHO, the World Health Organization, we had mandatory masks, testing was encouraged, vaccine discrimination, quarantine, social distancing, constant fear-mongering, tests required to enter, okay, and 500,000 tests of 500,000 per day with a 2.17 false positive rate, all right? We have what we call a pandemic. Tanzania, population, 61.49 million. They had 509 cases, 21 deaths. They expelled the WHO minister, the World Health Organization minister, they expelled him. They made masks illegal, testing was illegal, vaccines are illegal, there was no quarantine, no social distancing, no news coverage, no tests required to enter, and they banned the PCR testing entirely. They have no pandemic. And they killed the leader of Tanzania because he was standing up for all of his citizens and saying, I am not co-signing this. You will not be killing my people. You will not use my people as guinea pigs. Meanwhile, Melinda Gates said herself on the Today Show in the morning on Channel 4 or 7, talking about, or ABC or NBC Network, talking about we're going to start in Africa, when there was no evidence of a pandemic in Africa, except for, quote-unquote, South Africa, which is like a union of different states aside from, I think, Botswana and Swaziland. But that's where the British go on vacation. That's where Europeans go on vacation. So who's sick? Anyway. And I have to just say again, I'm telling y'all this so y'all understand what's going on. You need to also follow Dr. Jewel Pookrum, okay? She's an amazing, formidable scientist and doctor. She's on Instagram. She's also on YouTube. She talks about disease in the body and health and melanin and what have you. And she put out a report the other day that melanin is now up to $750 a gram. Melanin, what makes black people black and people of color dark, melanin is up to $750 per gram. 2 years ago, it was $420 a gram. I've been covering this for years. All right, so we keep going up. So you think that by trying to kill us off, that you're not going to try to manipulate our melanin like Henrietta Lacks? Look up that story when you get a moment. Because our cells continue to multiply in the petri dish even after the host is dead. Because we're that magical. Melanin is that magical, all right? You understand what I'm saying? And some of us have the audacity to bleach our skin because we don't know how amazing and what our true self-worth is. We don't know. Come on, y'all. It just keeps going up, you know, and yet we'll lead ourselves to slaughter on some panic and some misinformation. And I'm sorry, but we can do better than that. I'm sorry. We can do better than that. All right? We can do way, way better. So as I move forward, I want to also comment on the Knoxville school shooting that happened a few weeks ago. Remember when they said that there was a teenager who shot a police officer and that's why they killed him and so on and so forth? Apparently, the armed black teen that was shot and killed by cops during the struggle in Knoxville, the probe finds that the wounded officer was not hit by a bullet from the 17-year-old's gun. The young boy's name was Anthony J. Thompson, Jr., and he was shot dead in the bathroom at Knoxville High School. Okay. Tennessee police officer who was wounded during the confrontation. Ballistics has found that the bullet that shot the police officer did not come from the student's gun, but it came from either the own officer's gun or another police officer's gun. So you murdered a black boy in the bathroom for nothing because he didn't do any, he was hiding. He wasn't the main shooter. The main shooter was the little crazy other child. Y'all, we gotta protect our children at all costs. I know we've heard about the other new young lady who unfortunately was in a fight outside the front of the house with the stabbing incident, and the police officer rolls up and just blows her away. I'm like, you could have shot her in the leg, damn. No, you just blew her away, took her life, okay? There have been two more deaths of two other brothers killed by police. And thank you, Dr. Reverend Ron Robinson, for sending me the video of the white Philadelphia retired police officer who realized that he himself had the disease of racism and had to change his ways in how he policed and to how he advocates for black people with the police department now. Thank you for that, Reverend. Amazing video of a retired white police officer talking about his bias and how he would treat black people when he would stop them, whether they ran a light or whatever, and how they are demeaned and disrespected verbally and physically for no reason just because they're black. Meanwhile, he's catching a lot of flack from the other white officers. They're calling him a nigger lover and all kind of stuff now, but he's still going to advocate, and he's saying stop the open season on black men. And I concur. Stop the open season on black folk, because you reap what you sow. And the universe is always watching, so it ain't going to be sexy when it happens, but whatever. Just y'all got to be careful. Protect your neck, protect your babies, protect your family at all costs. If you can live in a state where you can get a CCW, which is a concealed carry weapon license, do it. Get the hell out of New York. Get the hell out of punk-ass Jersey. No offense. Get out. And get yourself to somewhere where you can actually protect yourself and your family wherever you go. Because this is real right now. This is real. And all this is happening in the guise of a plandemic. What? Baby, I'm telling you, you could share this broadcast with friends and family. You rewind when you get a minute. Because I know I'm dropping it. I need you to get it, though. I need you to get it. Because people are dying and suffering for no reason. And whatever this thing is, whether it be a coronavirus or whether it be a 5G, whatever it is, protect yourself. Do yourself a favor. Now, it was interesting because I was also reflecting upon the part of the Bible that talked about coming out of the cities. I think it's in Revelation. But it talks about coming out of the cities and moving into the country and the country land because those in the cities will die first. Those in the cities will suffer the most. You're talking to a New York girl, baby, five boroughs, all up in my blood. My folks are from Harlem, Brooklyn, everywhere in New York City, New York City. I left the city. I live in the forest, and I'm happy about it. I don't feel remote. I don't feel, no, I don't care. I'm not a slave to the bodega. I'm good. All right, it's called shopping ahead and making sure you stock up on your stuff and that you don't have to go to the store every day. Yeah, when I lived in the city, I could just go to the bodega 24/7 if I'm missing something. But when you live in the country, you plan. So you take the big car and you go buy bulk. You go to BJ's. You go to Costco. You go to ShopRite. You go to Weis Market. You go to Sam's Club, whatever. You stock up on everything that you need because you know you ain't running to the store every 5 minutes. You stock up on your canned goods. You stock up on non-perishable food in case no power happens. You stock up on those things. You stock up on water. All right? We have so much dish detergent and soap up in here so that we don't run out of these things. So if something happens in the outside world, we good. I got a pantry and an extra pantry in the garage. Anybody playing? And a deep freezer. I'm just sharing, okay? Y'all got to wake up. Be careful. We're seeing some things play out, and we're not paying attention. So get out of the city. That's all I'm going to say. Get your tail out of the cities and move into the hinterland. Move into the countryside. Move into the forest. Move. I'm grateful for where I live. I really am. It's paradise. It's quiet. I haven't heard one siren since I've been here. It's just amazing. I love it. Sometimes the silence is deafening to Honey Lish because he's used to the noises of the city. I'm over it. I'm one who likes quiet. I sleep in quiet anyway. I can't sleep with televisions and music and things on. I can't do that because it gets into my dream. I have to have darkness and silence, and I am happy as a clam. Basically, I need it womb-like, if you will, when I'm asleep. So I get that here, all right, along with the freshest air I've ever had. Okay, I'm communing with nature and the animals and the trees. And like I said, I take my shoes off and I put my feet in the grass and connect with Mother Earth. Okay, so I can beam up my frequency, so I can raise myself and be well, be strong. All right, Sister Ty Phoenix did an amazing podcast on the Schumann resonance, which is the sound of the earth, the megahertz and the hertz waves of the earth herself. And how they've been manipulated. Manipulated. So that microwavable energy and all the G's from 1 to 5 can exist. Meanwhile, they're penetrating the human body and killing us all. But, oh, my phone is great. Really? It's nonsense, y'all. we are being damaged by something. And if you don't get out of the city where it's real concentrated, you're really going to hurt yourself. All right? And go to maryshandsjewelry.com so you can order some shunghite. All right? Purify your water. Demagnetize yourself of this radioactive crap. All right? I got a big shunghite pyramid that I keep on my computer. I keep it by my bedside, also near my cell phone. I have all types of radioactive interceptors on my laptop and on my cell phone, so I'm not getting as much of this energy. It's going into those things first, and then I have to replace them like every 6 months, but that's okay. Okay, get yourself an EMF reader. I talked about this a few months ago. I have one. It's battery operated. You can buy them on Amazon. Go around your house and see how you're radioactive. See how and what in your home is making you sick. Seriously, because laptops and televisions and things and your router box, all these things, your cell phone included, are dangerous. I put the damn reader next to it and it just goes buck wild. Whether it's on or off. How about that? Come on, fam. I love you too much to let you be too silly. So I'm trying my best to really be nice about this. But it hurts me when I am coming across beautiful people who I know are smart and you're acting stupid and you're talking about I'll take my chances on something that you never even caught. You done went through what they called the whole epidemic of it all, and still in all, you didn't even catch a damn sniffle, but yet you want to go and get a shot for something that's untested, unauthorized, and has killed all the animals. And is killing other people, maiming people, not just the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Johnson & Johnson got the slack because Pfizer and BioNTech is too big. So they're not going to admit that the little fish in the pond had to go first. And the little fish in the pond was Johnson & Johnson, as well as AstraZeneca. All of these vaccines are faulty. I don't give a damn which one it is. It's just a matter of time before it does something to you. And all I could say is for everybody who's already gotten it, God bless you. I love you, and I pray for the best for you. That's all I can say to you, because you have done something now that is irreversible. You can't get it out of your body once it's in there. It's in there. So it's just a matter of time before it does something somewhere down the road to you. And ain't no job, no paycheck, nobody, nothing make it worth it for me to put that in my body. Nothing. And I give thanks for living in a sane household with a sane partner. I give thanks for that, because we are not at odds over it, okay? And we're not leading each other into something that's dangerous, because I know some people, couples who the husband did it because the wife just had to do it. The wife is jacked up. The husband feels funny. Everybody don't know what to do. Really? When you shouldn't have done it in the first place, you all right? And if you did have diabetes or some type of other medical condition, all the more reason to not get it. But you followed the hype, and now you're suffering. So again, God bless everybody. Goddess bless everyone. Because it's getting ready to be very funky, and I just want us to really pay attention. All right? So the latter half of this show, I am going to go into something so beautiful, powerful, and positive that I had the chance to experience yesterday, and I can reflect upon it from when I was a young girl and when my parents used to take us upstate New York to a place called Holiday Hills, where we used to ride horses every day and commune and chill with other black families and just relax. If you have not yet seen the Netflix movie Concrete Cowboy, you can end your stream with me right now and go watch it. I'd rather you wait until 9 o'clock when I'm over, but I'm telling you now, Concrete Cowboy, which stars Idris Elba and a host of other beautiful people, including real-life cowboys from West Side of Philadelphia. Big shout-out to Fletcher Street. Big shout out to the Philly Cowboys that used to keep their horses in stables on Fletcher Street in West Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. All right, Lee Daniels produced this directed this movie. I think Idris Elba produced it. An amazing and compelling story which reveals the truth behind black cowboys and black cowgirls. Now, I was always aware that there were black cowboys and black cowgirls. I knew that already. Again, I told you all, you know my mother was an African studies teacher, and she taught me about all the black cowboys of the West. She taught me about Bass Reeves, who was the first black U.S. Marshal to go into the Western territories to retrieve outlaws who would flee into the Western territories thinking that they could hide. He brought in over 3,000 of the most heinous, wicked, wildest-ass criminals back in the day in the early 1900s. Okay? Then you've got the incomparable Bill Pickett. Bill Pickett, I believe he was a slave first, and then when the opportunity came to go west, he became a cattle driver as they expanded the Western territories after the Louisiana Purchase, after the Haitian Revolution in France had to sell Louisiana and all of the property west of Louisiana in order to keep themselves from going bankrupt as a nation because the Haitians had defeated them in the Haitian War. Okay, that's how we were able to get the Louisiana Purchase. So when they opened up those western lands, okay, everything west of Louisiana, including like, you know, Oklahoma, Oregon and California, Texas, Arizona, Nevada, all those states west of Louisiana, a lot of the bad guys would flee into those territories. And you had white marshals that were afraid to go into those territories because they knew Native Americans could possibly kill them. Because, again, the white man was not nobody's friend anywhere, really, in these United States of America, okay? Everything from the east, west, north, and south, rooted to the Tudor, was full of Native American peoples. And so as they were massacred and killed to expand the western territories, outlaws would also flee into those lands. And Bass Reeves is the one that retrieved them. Nonetheless, Bill Pickett was the one who helped bring the cattle out west, bring the cattle so people could have food and what have you, bring all the cows and the steers and what have you out there. And so the whole essence of rodeo was actually created by Bill Pickett. Bill Pickett knew how to bulldog. Okay, bulldogging then becomes what they now call steer wrestling, which is such a nice term. But basically it means that you're riding on your horse top speed, you jump off the horse to grab a steer by the horns or by the neck and flip it and lay it down. And how fast can you do that? Okay, that was originally called bulldogging. Okay, and it turned into steer wrestling as a competition. But the original rodeos, you know, were just about who could do this the fastest. And so Bill Pickett was the one who could do it the fastest and the best. And they were like, oh, my God, look at him. He would literally be on a horse traveling high speed, jump off the horse in mid-run, and go and tackle a steer to the ground. And he could get it down in a second. He also had a tactic where he would actually bite the lip of the steer to bring it down. I was like, wow. Like, that's intense. Okay, this man was amazing. And so many, many years later, you have a family, I think it's the Johnson family, I'm not quite sure, don't quote me on that, that actually reached out to the Pickett family and the descendants of Bill Pickett to create the Bill Pickett Rodeo, which is a national black rodeo that travels all around the country. You have a lot of black cowboys and cowgirls that will attend or participate in the Bill Pickett Rodeo. So if we fast forward to today, you have tens of thousands, maybe even millions, honestly, of black cowboys and cowgirls. Because again, it was the black slave who had to tend to the horses, feed them, clean them, you know, get them ready for travel, hitch them to the wagons. All of that was always done by us, okay? They also realized that we had a way with horses. They realized that black men particularly, and some women, could control a wild horse. And we could get control of the horse without whipping it, without beating it, without hurting it. What did we use? We used love. We used love towards another creature of God. And so we took care of the horses with love. And so black cowboys and cowgirls to this day still take care of their horses with love. They have amazing relationships with their horses. Because again, your horse is an extension of you. You will never be able to tame or ride a horse that is not connected to you. And if you don't have confidence and you don't have love and compassion for it, it's not gonna work out. So the Concrete Cowboy movie, which I think was done about 5 years ago, was a very clear depiction on how we are with horses and how you still have, with a VE to this day, black cowboys and cowgirls that have horses in the inner city. So bust this. You got the Compton Cowboys and Cowgirls. You've got the Creole Cowboys and Cowgirls. Of course, you've got the Philly Cowboys and Cowgirls. You've got black cowboys and cowgirls all over these United States of America. And there's an amazing organization of black women that are cowgirls. I think they're called the Black Cowgirls Association or something to that effect. Amazing. One of them actually has a nonprofit called the Stand Foundation, STAND, all capital letters. I'm going to be giving her lots of money, where she takes inner-city youth from Washington, D.C., and brings them to her horse farm for rehabilitative work to help them, to calm them down, to give them confidence, to teach them responsibility and love of other things and love of nature, to get fresh air, to not be a statistic in the city. Because as she said, and I concur, our children are not brought up in this society in a way that produces them to be able to succeed. We don't have that here, okay? I'm not saying that we cannot succeed, but the odds are against us because we're always attacked, okay? We're discriminated against, all right? And it still exists. The discrimination exists even within the rodeo, okay? The black rodeo exists on its own, but the national rodeo still doesn't have black women in the barrel competition or the decorating competition or any of those things. All right, we don't get to the national level. We're training ourselves, but when it comes to that level, those particular coaches and sponsors disappear when it comes to the black community, even though we ride the best. There's a young girl, she's about 14, 15 years old. They did an expose on her. She lives in Compton, okay? She's a young Compton cowgirl, and she competes in barrel racing. Boo Boo's time is impeccable. The way she rides is flawless. She gets within 3 inches of the barrel and doesn't knock it over. Her skill set is incredible, and she is the sweetest little chocolate chip you've ever seen. Bright, articulate, and this is all she wants. And her mother and father do their best. Well, her mother, excuse me, and her sponsor do their best to make sure that she can compete. You have other competitions where they can get $40,000 just to compete. They ain't even winning, just to compete. Okay, in barrel racing and in different events. But again, this is not taught or shared with our children or our community. You're either in it and you know you're in it and you're associated with all these other black cowboys and cowgirls and you're doing your thing, or you don't know a damn thing about it. And so it takes me back to when I was a young girl and we used to go horseback riding all the time, okay? There's also the equestrian school of horseback riding in Queens, okay, in the South Side, not far from Kennedy Airport. There's a whole horse trail there, okay? I was in a serious conversation with one of my sister girlfriends. Big shout out to Moyo. You know, my girl Moyo, you know, she's an amazing social worker. She's out of the box. She's got a private practice. She's absolutely insane. And I had sent her the interview with the four black cowgirls, and it was just so stellar. And she was letting me know that her father is currently a competitive equestrian rider and in his age group, and that her brother was a competitive rider when they were young, and they owned two horses, and they often went to ranches and rodeos where they never, ever saw black people at those events. So, and this is one of my friends from over 25 years. I didn't even know that that was a part of her family's legacy and that they owned horses and what have you. I thought it was fantastic. So, you know, she got excited when I shared this information with her because now that we're social workers, I'm looking to tandem the Stand Foundation with therapeutic services for inner city youth as well as other adults and individuals that need therapy, mental therapy. Because, again, we know it is just not easy being black here. It's just not. It's hard. So when you get an opportunity, please watch Concrete Cowboys. It is my film of the year. I give it 10 thumbs up. It was amazing. They hit it on the head. They chronicled it great. The storyline is good, you know, but the truth and the history in it is verified, honey. Okay? We are the original cowboy. All right, white people, white men were originally called cowhands, H-A-N-D-S, all right? The black men were called cowboys because we were not allowed to be men. So it was boy get the horses, boy feed the horses, boy wash the horses, boy tend to them horses, boy tie them horses up. That's how we became cowboys. But with everything else that we create as black people, the word cowhand disappears, and everybody wants to be a cowboy. But then you misconstrue the story, then all we get is John Wayne and all these other fake Hollywood versions of cowboys, and you very rarely see a black cowboy on the silver screen. And when we did get a black cowboy on the silver screen, he was very light-skinned. And he did all the cowboy movies that had the word Harlem in them. Harlem of the West, Harlem Cowboy this, Harlem, whatever. He actually told the production studio, can we stop using the word Harlem for this, please, because not all black people are from Harlem. But again, propaganda, innuendo. You know, I am at the point, honey, listen, I was talking about it. I was like, we can move and get a farm and get some horses. I would love some horses. Oh, my God. Because I'm a cowgirl in my heart, all right? And, yeah, we have horses in Jamaica. We have horses in the West Indies, okay? So we rode horses everywhere. Hi. And I remember, and it was some of the best times of my life. So get yourself some knowledge on the black cowboys and black cowgirls that are around. YouTube has a whole mess of videos, okay? There's even a 10-mile annual trail ride that they do. Thousands of black people come out for this. It's humongous, okay? They got a live band playing. They're doing barbecue. People are bringing all their horses, their children, little babies on horses. All right? I don't even know if you know. There's a three-generational family, mother, daughter, and granddaughter. They all compete in barrel racing. It's what they do. The mother, I think, is like in her 40s. The daughter is 27, and the daughter's daughter is 8 years old, and they compete in barrel racing, and they win money. They get it, honey. This is their life. They're committed to this. I just think it's so beautiful. It put joy in my heart, especially during a time of deceit and death and craziness. It uplifted my personal spirits, and I think it would probably do the same for you too. It was so beautiful. It's so compelling. And just video after video after video, even the Compton Cowboys, and some of them used to be in gangs. Some of them were Crips and Bloods and whatever. And they came out of the gang, excuse me, to be a cowboy. Maybe they rode a little bit when they were little, or they had an auntie or uncle, somebody that did it, or they got turned on to it. One young man talked about how his friend gave him a horse, and it saved his life. Okay, the Philadelphia program, a lot of them, and Compton too, they get horses that are about to be sent for slaughter. Maybe the owner doesn't want them anymore or whatever, and they get horses that are about to be sent for slaughter and turn them into therapeutic horses for the inner city children. I think it's so beautiful. You know, and also my Chinese zodiac is a horse, so I got this whole affinity for horses. I have horse statues and little horse things because I just have that inside of me. I love to go fast. I love the wind in my hair. I always have. That's a part of my zodiac. I love nurturing. I love family. I love care and grooming. I love it. So please, if you haven't seen Concrete Cowboy, and if you are not aware of all of these beautiful and amazing black cowboys and cowgirls, oh, my God, go to YouTube and just put in black cowgirls or cowboys. Put in black cowboys. I'm telling you. I was up till 5 o'clock in the morning just after the movie, you know, watching video after video, interview after interview. I mean, some of these dudes were like hardcore ex-criminals with gold fronts and grimy faces, like, you know, not a lot of vocabulary. And they were like, you know, my horse saved my life. Or, you know, being a cowboy saved my life. I changed my whole life. One brother was like, I had mad anger issues, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was really angry and I was upset, you know what I'm saying? I used to fight all the time and da da da. He was like, and I don't do any of that anymore. My horse settled me down. When I'm on my horse, I feel like I'm free. When I'm on my horse, I don't have any worries or any cares. That's powerful, fam. And it goes back to our innate relationship with animals and creatures of God. Powerful. So if you're a teacher, use this in some of your lessons with your students. Like, show a YouTube video of some black cowboys and some black cowgirls to some of these children. Spark their interests into the equestrian life and how they may be able to compete, or even just admire it or want to learn how to ride a horse. Nothing like a good horse ride. I'm not even joking. It's a beautiful feeling. Beautiful feeling. I'll never, ever forget that feeling. You know, so shout out to all of the black cowboys and cowgirls out here. Y'all make it happen. Anybody out there who's got extra money, if you really got, you know, some dough, sponsor some of these young people who want to become professional competitors, okay? Sponsor them, all right? Throw them a couple of $1,000 if you got it. All right, so they can put it in their kitty and do what they have to do. There was a very compelling documentary of a young black boy. I think he's 37. He looked like 23, of course, because black ain't cracking. It's just crack-a-lacking. And he's a bull rider. All right, that, you know, that bull riding where you got to hold on for 8 seconds, and if you can maintain the 8 seconds and you win the purse, he's a champion bull rider, even in the white arenas. He just retired. And he talked about the racism in it, all right? It was an amazing documentary through Vice, the Vice documentary people. Oh, my God, compelling. And he's another beautiful chocolate chip, takes care of his family, everything, and competes. And there was another young boy coming up behind him because they're like, who's going to be the next top black bull rider? He was the top. He was it. He was like, I hope it's this next dude. His name is Ezekiel, the young one who was 20 at the time of the documentary. And he said he wants to hold on for 10 seconds just in case they try to penalize him or cheat him out of his 8 seconds. He a bad boy on this bull. And the bulls, you know, they're relentless. They're like, get off my back. I don't care who you are. So it was amazing to watch them and to watch this young brother, Neil. His name is Neil, the first one I'm talking about that's retiring, stay on these damn bulls and win this money and take care of his family. And he's from the hood of Texas, the hood, the hoodie hood. Where we're not supposed to do anything. And they made their own makeshift training facility and what have you, with barrels on trees, with springs and practicing and you know, all the time. And he became a champion. A champion, y'all. Again, whatever we touch, we rock out, do we not? My thing is, let's take care of each other and stay fly. Let's take care of each other and shine and do what we're supposed to do. Whatever that means for us, whatever that feels like for us as individuals, do whatever you need to do, because there's never been an arena that we haven't conquered. Because we originated them. Hello, good morning. So I just wanted to share that and leave us on a light note. We're going to go back to heavy stuff because I'm about to open the lines of the Reverend Ron Robinson. I see him right here. I'm trying to see who 973640 is. I'm not sure. And, Doc, you need to let me know if you're on tonight because I know you've been doing a lot of things with Project Neo. Excuse me. But 914-363, your line is open.
That's Doctor's number.
Hello. Oh, Doc is 973640?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
All right. How you doing tonight, Reverend?
I'm hanging in. I'm holding on. You know, I'm gonna listen to y'all a little bit. And I'm listening to y'all a little bit. You know, then I'll bring in my little, my little add-on there. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna open the Doc's line. Then I'm gonna open him right now, and I'm gonna leave your line open. Okay.
Okay.
Now, all right. 973640. 973640. Alamo, are you with me?
Hello.
What's up, Doc?
Listen, Dr. Robinson gave me away. I thought I was going to have another 2 minutes to finish multitasking.
We only got 10 minutes left to the show, Doc. Listen. How are you, though? We missed you last time. How are you doing, sir?
I am blessed and highly favored, always grateful to be able to sit at the table and feast of the knowledge that you prepared for us. I am grateful to be in the midst of this show.
Thank you, Doc. Thank you, I say. And again, I thank you for allowing me the platform to even be able to shoot the gift, honey. You know, I'm feeling two kinds of ways. I'm happy, you know, because like I said, I got some love from all the black cowboys and cowgirls and what I was looking at and some things that I've got planned, you know, but I'm still relatively and or slightly disheartened by some of the, I want to say, ignorance of certain peoples who don't realize what's going on with this situation, with this vaccine and with this pandemic and with this whole thing and where they want to go with it. It's really wicked. And so I was happy that the cowboys and cowgirls could uplift my spirits, and the horses could uplift my spirits, you know.
Well, I'm glad that they were able to do that.
You know. But what you got for us this week, Doc? Because you weren't on last time, and I know you've got so many things that are popping and happening and going on, you know. So what would you like to share with the family this week?
I mean, listen, just real quick, man. You know, we're doing this DIY, do-it-yourself reparations, self-reparation program. We want everyone to be a part of it. We want everyone to get in and invest in this system. So go by the website, www.myprojectneo.org. Look at the reparation missions. Look at the reparation package. We need you to help pull this off. We are on a mission. I believe that we can create a million black millionaires.
Yeah.
This time of crisis. and that we can take back control of our own economic future and independence. So that's what we're working on. I mean, if you turn on your TV and you look and you'll see that now is the time.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take control back. I mean, we don't have time to get into it. I mean, Queen, you dropped a lot of knowledge talking about the young man over there in Tennessee that got shot by the police.
Yeah.
So there's just so many. Listen, the numbers are came out today that in this country, since George Floyd's murder,
mm-hmm.
there have been 183 cop killings of black people.
See, come on. Isn't that insane?
All right. Since George Floyd, 183.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. So that's like, you know, every 72 hours.
Right.
Wow.
We are at war. We don't even realize it.
Right. Yeah. Mm.
And since you said that, there's a YouTube video. I sent it to you, Queen. I sent it to you, Dr. Winborn.
I saw it.
It says ex-cop speaking about racism in the police department. And,
right.
You know, he is so nonchalant, like it's just his privilege to do what he did. He doesn't seem like he's remorseful. Doesn't seem like he's really, you know, it seems like to me he's trying to run for governor or something.
Mm,
and he's saying, you know, this is what's happening. But the reason he's giving, and I want everybody to go to YouTube and hear what this man is saying, because it's serious.
Yep.
He's saying the reason white people get respect, because they're respected by government, by the state,
right.
by the federal, by the city. He said they have people to call. They can call a senator. They can call a governor. Now, I'm
Mayor.
Thinking to myself,
yes.
In retrospect, I'm thinking to myself, I got a brother who retired as a lieutenant of the police department. I can't call him. I got my mother's cousin. I ain't gonna say no name. The first black commissioner of New York City. Everybody figure that one out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I got family sit up in courts, but you know something? They don't get down like the white man do.
Right? No, they don't.
We don't have it because our people who sit in those positions, and I say this many a times, Dr. Winborn can attest to this, and I'm sure you can too, Queen. We don't have the same level of respect or power. The Congressional Black Caucus came out and said, Oh yeah, Floyd. Oh yeah, we gotta keep doing this and keep doing that. But y'all sitting there with 400 years of crackers telling you, I know there's 400 years of racism, systemic and all kinds of racism. They said every white congressman from the Senate to the Congress to the whatever, Republicans, Democrat, Tea Parties and no parties. They all said they knew. That tells me you didn't give a damn. You didn't give a damn until to become beneficial to you to say something about it. Then you
mm-hmm.
give a damn. That's the problem, black people. The
yep.
problem is we don't have a strategic plan. We got to step up and make somebody the call. We got to organize together like we did back in the days in the Civil Rights Movement. In the Civil Rights Movement, you had somebody you could call. They strategically planned who you can call at the midnight hours you coming from work. When we boycotted the buses, you had people come pick you up at the bus stops and take you to work and pick you home, make sure you was all right. We don't have that no more, people. We don't have each other's back. And that's why they see us as weak. And this man is the personification of the white man's mentality against us, because they feel we ain't got nothing. From the time that we got here on Plymouth Rock and them slave ships to right now, that's all they see us as. They don't see us as no level of power, because we don't step up. And step up. The 400 years is over. And everybody said, oh, yeah, 400 years is over. The Bible says 400 years is over. Well, step up and go ye and possess the goddamn land and stop acting like you don't know what you're doing. The children of Israel was delivered out of Egypt. They got there and they complained. They didn't know what the hell they were doing. They might as well have stayed in Egypt.
Right.
That's what God is saying. We are now in the position of power. Power comes to those who understand what it is and how to use it and how to implement it. But be sure and behold, the natural ordinance of things, the innate right of God, is that somebody will be low in the beginning, but then they rise up at some point in life. It's time for us to rise up and realize who we are and just listen to what this man said, and all we got to do is strategically planning. It was a strategic plan that got us in this condition. and it's going to take a strategic plan to get us the hell out. But one thing we're going to have to learn, we're going to have to learn to come together and plan strategically how to resolve the issues. I'm glad this man came out and said these things, because I've been saying these things forever, and people are like, I got a third eye in the middle of my head. I know all of this.
You ain't by
yourself. I knew they think that we ain't got nothing. They continuously deploy us of any level of power, and I guarantee you, every black commissioner, every black lieutenant, they're always getting elevated. Oh, she's the first black lieutenant. He's the first black commissioner. It don't mean nothing if they don't know how to implement their power.
Right, or
and
advocate
they don't.
For us when necessary.
Right. Exactly. AGs.
Mm-hmm.
Attorney generals, okay, district attorneys, okay, they're all getting elevated. Supreme Court justices, whether it's state, federal, or city, or that knucklehead sitting up there in the big Supreme Court. They don't know what – he doesn't know the level of his inability to sustain his job and to stand up, how he's decreasing the level of power of the black man, and that means him as well. We're all in this together.
Right.
Together, we're going to die like fools separately. That's what the good book saying. That's one damn thing is true. So, people, look at this film. Look at what this man is saying. Queen, I know you know how to explain these things better than me. I get emotional. I get grandfather from South Carolina. Everybody and people can come through think I'm crazy, but you
That's
digest
all right.
it.
You ain't crazy.
You look, yeah, Queen. You digest Queen. It. You look at it, and you come back with your assessment on your next show.
Oh yeah, I saw it. I've watched it three times so far. I shared it with Honey Lish this afternoon because. You know, it is so factual and so true. And it was also interesting that this particular white retired Philadelphia police officer, and I talked about him at the beginning of the show, actually, you know, that his conscience got the best of him and he began to see. He even quotes and says, I have a disease, like racism is a disease that he had that allowed him to mistreat black people for the same offenses that white people would commit.
Guess who said that back in 1942? Mm. Einstein.
People don't talk about that.
Oh, Einstein's great, not a lot, but nobody talk about the fact that Einstein did a research on racism, and he said even better than my heart and my mind, I'm a racist. He said, but racism is a disease of the white man. He could call it all kinds of things. He called it disease, psychological infliction. Okay, that's what a disease in the psychological realm of things.
Yes.
It's a psychological infliction when your mind is all messed up and gone. But Einstein said it, and I'll keep repeating it. It's the white man's sickness, and it's a damn sickness because you can see how sick they are.
Oh, yeah.
And, Queen, I know your time is out. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh,
love
it's so
you.
Good. And we may, you know, I'm going to see how much time we can roll over because, you know, we be rolling over. But because I know what we have bringing to the family, it's so viable, it's so strong. I've been getting texts this whole broadcast from constituents and dear friends thanking me. They've been sharing the same links with their friends and constituents. And so I thank the community for the love. I thank the community for the support and for acknowledging that you know, we ain't playing on this network, okay? I'm not talking to you to hear myself speak. I know what I sound like. I could sing a song or talk to myself if that's the case. This is all about freedom. This is all about empowerment. This is about life and extending our lives so that we can have longevity and be happy and not be afraid and live in fear either, okay? Because a lot of people are afraid now. A lot of people are, really... how do I say? They drank the Kool-Aid to the part where, you know, I don't want to go outside. I don't want my children to play outside. That's what's deep to me. That's heavy. Like, you still have to live your life. And if you live your life with God and you live, you know, through God and through the universal creator's energy, you have no fear to fear anything. Nothing. Okay, so we're not supposed to be kowtowing in the house because we're afraid to go outside because white people might kill us. No, you know, beam up your energy, all right? Raise your frequency. Okay, I've talked about frequency a lot. Raise your frequency. Fear is a very low frequency. Fear will get that ass shot. Fear will get you into trouble. Okay, there's healthy fear and there's detrimental fear. Okay, the type of fear I'm talking about is the detrimental fear. Don't do that, okay? Walk in the light of the Creator and your ancestors and know that you are special and divine and you are safe wherever you are. You got to be like Daniel in the lion's den. Hello? You can't be afraid. And don't teach your children to be afraid. Teach them to be aware, okay? But not afraid. Fear is crippling. Fear is toxic. We're already dealing with fear, okay? The white man is the one who's fear-based, okay? He's the one that's afraid. You don't have anything to fear. Be divine. Be strong. Walk in your light. Know that you are amazing and special and enlightened. Know that you are touched by the Creator. Know that you are special and you deserve to be here. Walk in that light all the time to the best of your ability, no matter what happens. That's who we have to be. I'm not racist. I'm not mean to white people in the street. I just told y'all about the white lady that came up to me and prayed on me. Hello? I wasn't afraid of her. She can't put nothing on me that I don't let be on me. She gave me love. I could feel it. I received it. All right, wherever I am, if it's the cashier in the supermarket, if I'm at the post office, wherever, I greet people with love and smiles and concern. I'm the one that asks you, how is your day going? Throw you all off guard. I talked about this before. That's who we are. We're not shallow. We're not callous. We're not tiny. We're super huge, and we're atomic. So rock on, y'all. But don't live in fear. Don't do that to yourself. Because fear will beget more fear. And I'll never forget that adage, what you resist persists. Because we're talking about universal energy. Now, I covered the universal laws in my last episode. You can go back in the archives and listen to that episode as much as you want to. But the seven universal laws that guide every single one of us all the time, whether we're aware of them or we're not, within those laws, there's power. Within those laws, there is supreme existence as an entity on this planet. You are divine and supposed to be here. Move like it. Shine it and love yourself wholly, wholly, not just holy. Love all of yourself. Love each other wholly, your family, your spouse, your children, your neighbors. Love each other, agape. Love each other unconditionally. Respect and love each other. Do not be angry in the world. Don't do that to yourself and cast your anger onto others. Don't do that. Now, I know I speak passionately, and so does the Reverend, and even the doc will get lit, because we're passionate because we have love. We're passionate because we want you to get it. We're passionate because we're trying to save each other. We're not lumps of clay that just have no conscience and just yelling and screaming for no reason. No, 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 no. You're hearing love. You're hearing sentiment, even if it is passionate, because you have to be passionate about what you truly believe in, and when you know something is wrong, you must invoke passion in order to eradicate what you know doesn't serve you or other people. You must be passionate. So that's what you hear. From me, especially, you hear passion, which is backed up in love, reverence, and respect. Because I love everybody within the sound of my voice enough to spend hours upon hours upon hours reading, researching, debunking, cross-checking, fact-checking everything I say to you, so that you will learn and you'll be empowered with the knowledge, and maybe you can make better decisions for yourself and for your family. That's what this is all about. So, although, like I said, we always do a little overtime. A little overtime is all right. I am mad at a little overtime. You know, I'm not, because, you know, the clock is still running. So if you called in, then you're still with us. Okay? If you're online, you might have got cut off. And that's why I always give both links to people and telling them that they can call in, because the call-in always lasts longer than the login. And all of this will be in the archive. It doesn't cut off at 9 o'clock in the archive. The archive goes as long as we go. So I learned that, hi. So I'm grateful. You know, the 2 hours goes by like lightning sometimes. It's like Mercury. It's like it just goes so fast. But knowledge will do that. I just hope everybody was able to glean some things from what I mentioned tonight. I hope I was encouraging. I'm not trying to discourage anyone. I know sometimes I'm calling the smart people stupid because you're making dumb decisions. I'm sorry. You're just being careless, you know, and you've got to be careful, especially now. If you want to follow the Satanist, you want to believe the people who've been trying to kill you since they came out of a cave, you want to believe them? You think they really care about your behind? You think they care about your black tail? And the proliferation of black people? You've got another thing coming. If you think that you are part of some kind of happy agenda with them, no. They're trying to kill us at every turn. Whether it's outright through police violence and brutality or the regular average homicide, hello, good morning, medically, okay, food, nutrition. One thing Honey Lish said, and we say this, and it's funny, but it's not funny, ha-ha, okay, it's a funny ha-ha. If they go so far as to tell you how effed up an approved drug is in the television commercial when you're listening to all these things that you can take for whatever, whether it's Embarel or some of them, the names are hilarious as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, when you have the lovely lady at the end and she's giving you all the side effects in her happy, smooth, serene voice. Oh, and the side effects are blood clots, stroke, you know, heart attack, aneurysm, diarrhea, rectal bleeding, and sometimes death. Now, she says it as sweetly as possible, but damn it, are you listening? And that's the stuff that's approved. So what the hell do you think is in this tenderoni shot? It ain't even approved. What do you think is in this thing? If the regular drugs that are already, quote-unquote, approved by the FDA, and they list all the side effects so that if your ass takes the prescription and you still take this drug, you can't say they didn't tell you that your behind was going to start bleeding or that you were going to get a damn aneurysm and die. No, it's there. They did warn you. And so with this particular vaccine, all of the side effects, the list is insane. And y'all want to tell me I'm going to take my chances. You done lived through the whole damn year, the quarantine lift, wearing a mask, not wearing a mask, whatever. You made it through, and you want to give yourself the tenderoni shot. That doesn't even prevent you from testing positive, quote, unquote, because, again, a damn peach will test positive for coronavirus with the PCR test. Okay, urine, dog hair, gasoline has tested positive for coronavirus in the PCR test. Johnny, are you listening? Like, hello? So, again, my passion is shining through in the strength of my voice because I'm getting tired and I'm not going to do well. I already know it. I'm trying to prepare myself, but all the preparation in the world may not help me to deal with my people dropping like flies in the street like they are in India right now because they rolled out their tenderoni shots and everybody got it and they're dropping dead. Dead. Passing out. Just passing out. This is not funny. Reverend, I'll send it to you on WhatsApp because I got it. But it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And my intel from India told me specifically that it's because of the vaccine. It's not about a rise in a variant strand. It's about the people who received the vaccine and so many people, millions of people got the shot. Even though we might look at India like a third world country, you could think what you want to think, but hello. So, again, everybody have a wonderful life. Do the best you can with what you got, honey, and keep rising up. Support the Black Cowboys and Black Cowgirls. Protect your family and your children. Okay, teach them about going into law enforcement or becoming really good lawyers and real district attorneys and real prosecuting attorneys so we can, and judges, hello, judges, so that we can change the tide of this narrative. Okay, but most importantly, eat right, exercise, get your sunshine on so you can get vitamin D, okay, so you can synthesize it, I should really say. All right, take care of yourself, think loving thoughts, meditate and pray regularly for all of humanity. All right, be love and be light. The Creator intended you to be an amazing entity. Be that. Do your best. Do your best. And God willing, I will be back here again next Monday, same black time, same black channel. I thank my illustrious co-host, Dr. James Winborn, and the mighty Dr. Reverend Ron Robinson for flinging me and holding me up and respecting me and giving me this platform to deliver the truth to you. And I thank the Almighty Creator's Creator for giving me life and breath to be and intellect, enlightenment, to be able to do what I do. I love everybody in the sound of my voice. Okay, peace and blessings to all life forms, all the animals, all the plants and trees, everything that has life. Peace, love, and light to everyone and everything everywhere. Shine your light, family. Be divine and be yourself. Don't try to be anybody but you. And do your best at that. All right, thank you, everybody, for joining me tonight. I love you. You're so amazing and fantastic. Shout out again to my honey, Lish. Again, he put up a hot new mix on SoundCloud. Go get your life at SoundCloud.com. DJ Pitch Control, PYTCHCRONTROL, baby, LL, two L's at the end, okay? Get it in, all right? Music is healing. It's wonderful, and his music will definitely transcend any darkness that you are experiencing. It will help you raise your frequency and toe-tap yourself into joy and love, all right? Be amazing and fantastic, family, all right? And be safe out there, all right? One love, y'all. One love, one love.